Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about spiritual understanding and the just the importance of it. Because when you remember, if you ignore the areas you ignore is where you're going to suffer. You ignore your marriage and you're not finding out what God says about your marriage, or maybe even reading a good book about marriage, your marriage is going to suffer. You need to be on your marriage. Your finances, if you ignore your finances, it's going to be hard paying the light bill and you're 60 years old. If you ignore relationships and understanding relationships, it's going to be hard for you to get along with people. So you can't ignore these areas. You have to begin to understand and increase your understanding in these areas. Is this making sense? Because ignorance is not it's a lack of understanding. It's a lack of being informed. When you're ignoring it, it doesn't mean you can't learn. It means there's a lack of being informed. But we don't have to have a lack of being informed today. Amen? We can be informed. And here's the idea. God wants you not to only be informed, but to be transformed. Right? And so that's what God calls us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so that's what we're talking about, understanding spiritually. And so we talked about last week about Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, he prayed and offered up supplication. That means to cry out to God with prayer, with thanksgiving. And it says he was praying for his enemies. The Bible says we're to pray for our enemies and pray for those who persecute you and use you. You can't do that without a relationship with God. And you know, some people have a relationship with God and they still don't do it. But when you do it, it works. It works to keep you in a position of not becoming hurt and contaminated by ignorance and by, you know, bitterness towards people. So when you pray for people, it helps you and your perspective. Paul prayed in Philippians 2, we talked about that. He said, I pray that your love would abound, copious supply of God's love, more and more in all knowledge and all discernment, and that you would approve the things that are excellent, and that you would be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. See, that's what he was praying. He was praying that you would have a copious supply of his love towards people. You see that? Not only towards him, but towards people. Now look. And that you would approve the things that pass the test. When you're at work, you're being tested. You're being tested on, are you demonstrating God's love at work? When you're in your family, you know what? You're being tested. He wants you to pass the test, the things that are excellent. What are the things that are excellent? His will. When you respond with his love and his will and show them Christ, that's excellence. You see that? We show them Christ, not our idea, and not I'm going to get you told, or I'm going to retaliate, or I'm going to fix your backside up. No, I'm going to show you Christ. You see that? And that's what God is looking for in all of our lives. And you can't do that if you're not praying. Now he says, Paul's put in prison for preaching the gospel. He says, I'm put in prison as an evildoer. And he's telling us to pray. Now, he's in prison with chains around his feet and guards breathing down his neck. And he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Paul was praying for people and had joy. The whole theme of that book of Philippians is joy. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. Now listen to me. Paul was praying that we would have joy. You can have joy right in the middle of the most dire, strait, difficult situation. Marriage, job, church difficulty, neighborhood, war in the nation, whatever it is, you can have joy right in the center of it when the kingdom of God is ruling in you. And watch this. And then he said in Philippians 1:12, he said, all this, all what? Getting beaten and put in prison for nothing more than preaching the gospel. He said, all this has happened for the furtherance of the gospel. The word furtherance means, this is what it means, a pioneer advancement. A pioneer advancement. So you see, that's for everybody. You are here to illustrate and demonstrate God's power and present the gospel wherever you go. Maybe not through preaching, but just your lifestyle. You're to show people Christ. Now listen, here's what happens. You're going to pioneer. Well, I'm going through something I've never been through. Well, that's what a pioneer does. They make a path through someone they've never been, someplace they've never been. You're going to go through things you've never gone through before. God wants you to pioneer the advancement of his kingdom right in the middle of that difficult situation. You better not mess with me today. Are you understanding this? And when you understand that, you see, now you're not going to get contaminated by your circumstances or your situations or by somebody else's dysfunction. You're going to remain calm. Remember, it says understanding will be calm. Come on now, listen. Listen to what it says. It says, he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Remember, the word calm means excellent. You have an excellent spirit. And that's what God is looking for in all of us. And that's your motives and your ambitions. You see, when your motives and ambitions are on you, you're going to wig out. Because what's this making me look like? Or, you know, this is infringing on me. But when it's not about you and it's about Christ, you respond in a healthy way. Now, I know you understand that. Do I need to help you out anymore? That's good stuff right there. And that needs to be in your house. That needs to be right in your house. Am I making sense? All right, let's look at this. We're going to go to our foundational scripture, and we're going to look at Proverbs 4, verse 7, 8, and 9 after we read the vision. Okay, to build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for everyone here. We thank you for those who have tuned in on the live stream. We ask, Lord, that your word goes forth. Your word is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is living and powerful, and it divides. It divides the truth from a lie. It divides the light from the dark. It divides pain from being healed. Lord, the Word of God is living. So, Lord, speak to our hearts today as we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. So now we are going to talk about, we're talking about today, understanding, spiritual understanding. Okay, that's what we're talking about. So now go back to that verse again, Proverbs. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. That's pretty clear, isn't it? He wants you to get understanding. Whose responsibility is that? Ours. See that? He doesn't want us to remain ignorant and ignore. He wants us to get understanding. Now look. Give me the next one. Exalt her. Who's her? Wisdom, understanding. It's understanding. You see that? God is wisdom. Jesus is wisdom. When you're in relationship with him, he gives you wisdom, and now you got the understanding. So he's talking about understanding here. Now look. And she, understanding, will promote you. To promote, he's talking about impact and influence on people who matter the most to you. And wherever you are, you're going to have impact and influence on people. So when you have understanding, you see, you start to understand. You begin to understand that all people are broken. And this person is doing you wrong. You feel like they're doing you wrong. They're just broken. They don't really understand, or they wouldn't be acting like that. They're broken. And so when you understand that they're broken, you don't really take it to where it's hurting you. You understand. So what you'll do is you'll start praying for them. You see that? And you'll start having real compassion and real empathy for them, even if they're coming at you in a way you feel like you're being attacked. God helps you change the whole perspective when you have understanding. And now it's helping you to have impact, promoting impact and influence on your children and your grand. But if you don't get that, you remain ignorant, you're going to have the wrong impact on them and the wrong influence on them. Now, this is the people that matter the most to you and wherever you go. Because really, wherever we go, we're supposed to be a reflection of Christ. We're Christ ambassadors. We're sent here from heaven to make him known and to advance God's kingdom. Now look. All right. So now, okay. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Understanding. See that? Now, go with me to Luke 22, and I want you to pay attention. If you're going to have retention, you have to pay attention. He says in that verse we just read in Proverbs in the NIV, if it costs you everything, get understanding. If it costs everything, get understanding. Because see, now you are fulfilling the purpose of God in life, what God put you here for. Now listen. Listen to me. We're talking about spiritual understanding, and I want you to know I'm not a pastor. I'm not looking for a demon under every rock and behind every corner. You know, you don't hear me talking about, nuh-uh. We're talking about understanding. Now look at this. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot. Judas was one of the 12 disciples. Okay, he was one of the 12. Satan entered him. Satan doesn't enter people today, but he has cohorts and spirits that work through people. See that? Through people. So now listen to me. Who was numbered among the 12, one of the 12 disciples, so he went his way and conferred with the chief priest and captains. That chief priests and captains are the principalities and powers. You see that? They're the high political party. The chief priests, and captains. Now, look at this. How he might betray him, Jesus. Judas is going to those principalities, captains, high priests, to discover how he can betray Jesus, to try to trip him up from fulfilling God's purpose. Listen to me. This is what's going on in your life. The devil strategizes over your life. But let me help you out with this. If you're a churchgoer and you just want to go to church and let everybody know you went to church, you don't care about that. The devil don't care if you go to church every day. But if you are a person who's going to have impact and influence, and when your children are at your funeral, they know that you follow Jesus and you had an impact on their life, and they're following Jesus, then you better pay attention. Because see, this is only for people who are going to have influence and impact others for the gospel and who are fulfilling his will. If you're not concerned about God's will, the bubble breath isn't going to bother you. He'll leave you alone because you'll destroy yourself. See that? He'll leave you alone because you'll destroy yourself. Just saying. Get a hold of this. This is what's going on. And so he says in Ephesians 6, 12 and 11, he says, we don't war against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. That's what we wrestle against. It's never against people. So this is what we need to understand. It's never against people. And when we understand that, that it's never against people, I want to make sure I read this to you because this is huge. Something I want you to really pay attention to is that people are never your problem. It's not people. Well, you don't know who I'm married to, or you don't know who I work with, or you don't know what my parents do. It's never people. God uses people to help you. The devil uses people to harm you and injure you. He always uses people. And this is what you have to understand. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. That's what that's talking about. It's never people. But against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this age. Watch this. Spiritual hosts of wickedness in high places. I looked at that this week, and this word host, watch this. This word host, this is what it means. It's a Latin word. I'm a word nerd, you know I am. It's a Latin word, and it means, it's spelled H-O-S-T-I-S. Where we get the word host, the root of it. Now look, it means stranger and enemy. Stranger and enemy. So look, when the enemy comes and he uses people, he'll hurt you to get you infected with bitterness or resentment. And now he will host that in your life, because he has access now to contaminate the rest of your life with negativity about you and about people that have come against you. Do you remember when the coronavirus came out? They said time goes on, the host gets weaker. And if the host is weak, he can't be as strong and helping hurting the rest, infecting other people, more people. So this host is really important to understand because it takes you hostage. The word hostage comes from host. It takes you hostage. It keeps you, it holds you hostage from fulfilling God's will in your life. Well, what's that look like? Somebody did you wrong. Somebody hurt you. You processing that, and you're angry about it. And now he's hosting it. He's starting to cause resentment and bitterness in you towards them. And you mull over it. It could be towards your dad. It could be towards your mom. It could be towards somebody who abused you or physically abused you in your life as a kid. I know we got to go there. Because look, we're talking spiritual understanding. If you want what's not revealed, can't be healed. See that? What's not revealed can't be healed. Listen. And that's why you come to a place like this. Stuff's going to be revealed. It's going to show you something that you didn't see before. But you can make a decision. I'm going to get some help in this. And God is going to heal me. And I don't have to pass this bitterness. And the enemy's not going to host this mess in me and destroy my life. Come on, am I making sense? So now look. So this word host is also means hostage. So a person as a security for the fulfillment of certain terms. The devil's terms are to destroy your life. He takes you hostage. You see this? He wants to take you hostage. That becomes a stronghold in your life. You see this? Now listen to me. This is what happens with people. They get hyper-independent. They don't need church anymore. They don't need people anymore. They can handle it. And they always are on the defense towards situations because they've adopted the idea, I'm never going to get hurt again. That's never going to hurt me, and nobody else is ever going to hurt me. So now they have this hyper-independence. And it's a stronghold. A stronghold is something that isn't something that has a stronghold on you. It's a belief system that you've adopted that truth can't penetrate. You see this? This is what I'm trying to help you see. And this is what goes on in people's lives. And a lot of times, divorce does this. All this stuff, if you don't process it and manage it, it will be a stronghold in your life, and you'll get this hyper independence. You don't need God or church or help from anybody. And now you're trying to protect yourself all the time. You resort to medication, something to drink or something to smoke. And I'm not talking about cigarettes. I'm talking about something else. How do you know? Well, I used to do that too back in high school. I know all about some weed. I know all about that. You try to medicate pain. And see, God wants you to be healed through Him and His will and His word. And you can be free. You're not held hostage. Now, this word host also means this, an organism that provides nourishment for a parasite. You see that? The enemy takes that wound and hurt and uses it to feed something that's continually eating up what's trying to, your life inside of you, like a parasite. You see, it's an infection. Henry Cloud says, rejection causes infection. You know, when you get hurt by people or injured, it can be an infection. And when you're, in the Old Testament, when you were infected, you had a wound that was infected, you couldn't minister to people, you couldn't help people, until that wound was healed, because there was a risk of you infecting them. So a minute, you're all priest. If you're a believer, you're a priest. You're supposed to be ministering to other people on your job, in your house, in your neighborhood, at your church. We're to be helping people. If you're infected with a mess, you can't have impact and influence on anyone until that gets healed in your life. Oh. Good, good, good preaching right there. I tell you what. Am I making sense? Go with me. Pay attention. This is good stuff. Go with me to Ephesians 4:26. Ephesians 4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. You see that? He says, be angry. Be angry that you do not sin, but don't sin. See, there's nothing wrong. Anger's not sin. It's how you react with your anger that can become sin. And how you respond towards people that can become sin. See this? Here's the meaning of anger. Anger is a strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. A strong feeling of annoyance, displeasure, or hostility. Now, that's what he's saying. You know, I used to think, you know, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. I used to think, well, that's, don't go to bed mad. And it's so much more than that. What he's saying there is, it's not so much for the person that hurt you, it's for you. You see that? In other words, you need to deal with it for you. You know, sometimes, you know, people have been married, you know, you get angry, you know, this has never happened to me with my new deal. My new deal. It's a long story, but you know what? You get angry with the person, then you're over on the edge of the bed and you got that seam you're holding on to, and you're on the way over there. And you think you're hurting them because you ain't getting close. They ain't getting none. Ooh. Boy, he talks like that up in here. That's real, isn't it? And you're all angry. But I'm going to tell you something. That right there, you're not hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. See that? And if you don't deal with that, it starts to fester in you and become bitter. And that host begins to go to work in you for other areas of your life. Anger is the emotion the enemy uses the most to come against you personally. Am I making sense? Am I making sense up in here? Now, Jesus got angry. Nothing wrong with being angry. Jesus cleaned out the temple in Matthew 21, threw out the tables of the money changers, and he threw out the chairs the doves were on. He was angry. It's okay. He was angry because they weren't fulfilling his will up in the temple. And see, folks, that's the whole idea. There's not, God gave you anger, that emotion, for a reason. It's okay to be angry. See, sometimes you need to be angry and go confront a person and get it taken care of. But you do it in a very civil and very healthy and godly way. And that's healthy.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.